This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Europe is recording a surge in coronavirus infections and deaths. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Last week, the World Health Organization said Europe had reported a record weekly high of nearly 700,000 cases and said the region was responsible for about a third of cases globally. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain account for about half of all the new cases in the region. WHO says new measures being taken across Europe, including new requirements on face mask wearing, a nighttime curfew in France, and limited lockdowns in parts of Britain, are absolutely essential to stop COVID-19 from overwhelming hospitals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Poland is opening a field hospital at Warsaw's landmark National Stadium and will bring in the army to handle drive-through coronavirus testing facilities amid a surge in new infections that threatens to overwhelm the healthcare system. Officials said the Law and Justice government was in talks with private medical facilities to provide beds and wards for coronavirus patients and plan to double the base salaries of state health workers. Meanwhile, the head of Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party has to go into quarantine after coming into contact with a person infected with the coronavirus, the state news agency said Monday. The news agency quoted a party spokesperson saying Poland's chief decision maker was feeling well and would work from home. South Africa has reduced the number of countries on its high-risk COVID-19 list by more than half to 22 from 60, the government said Monday. Germany was among the notable additions to the register. The only people from high-risk countries allowed entry are business travelers, holders of critical skills visas, investors, and people on international missions. This is VOA News. Monday, the Cabinet of the United Arab Emirates approved an agreement to establish full diplomatic relations with Israel that was signed in Washington last month, the UAE government's Twitter account said. In September, the UAE and fellow Gulf state Bahrain became the first Arab states in a quarter century to sign deals to establish formal ties with Israel, forming a new axis in the Middle East against Iran. Britain will not return to trade talks with the European Union next year, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesperson said Monday, stressing that any agreement had to be concluded by the end of the year. Quote, We have been repeatedly clear that any agreement needs to be in place before the end of the transition period, and we will not be back to negotiate further next year, the spokesman said. We must provide certainty to our citizens and businesses, and endless prolonged negotiations won't achieve this, end quote. The Kremlin said Monday Moscow hoped talks with the United States would continue despite Washington rejecting a Russian proposal to unconditionally extend the last treaty limiting the two countries' strategic nuclear weapons. A Kremlin spokesperson said the demise of the new START accord would have, quote, harmful, unquote, consequences. It was signed in 2010 and is due to expire in February. Both sides in the U.S. presidential election are clashing in court over rules and procedures ahead of the November 3rd vote, as the coronavirus pandemic prompts hundreds of lawsuits over how people can cast their ballot. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign and the Republican National Committee have scored important victories, including a ruling in the battleground state of Florida that curtails the voting rights of hundreds of thousands of former felons. Democrats have also notched several big wins, from decisions on when mail-in ballots can be accepted to rulings rejecting Mr. Trump's repeated claims that mail-in voting will lead to widespread fraud. Thai police said Monday they've ordered an investigation of four news outlets and imposed curbs on messaging app Telegram under emergency measures trying to stop protests. But thousands of people defied a ban on demonstrations for a fifth day. The announcement of the media investigations prompted accusations of an attack on press freedom by the government of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, the former junta leader the protesters are seeking to drive from office. Taiwan and China traded accusations Monday over a physical clash between their diplomats at a reception in Fiji, with Beijing revealing a cake helped fuel the dust-up. Taipei accused two Chinese officials of gate-crashing an event at the luxurious Grand Pacific Hotel in Fiji's capital earlier this month and assaulting an employee. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.